Vice President of the Trade and Development Board, Director Akiyumi, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen, I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Asia-Pacific Group. APG aligns itself with the statement delivered by Peru on behalf of G77 and China. We also thank the Secretariat for the report titled TD/B/71/2, providing an overview of the activities undertaken by the organization to address the development challenges of Africa. Mr. Vice President, sluggish global growth following the spiraling impact of COVID-19 pandemic compounds the difficulty of meeting critical needs such as food security, social protection, and climate adaptation, in particular for developing countries and LDC countries. The international financial system has only delivered a fraction of the financing needed to meet the agreed climate and development targets to guarantee a sustainable future for all. In fact, a vicious cycle has emerged between higher energy and food production costs, more inflation pressures, and subsequent financial tightening. Stricter financial conditions are eroding the buying power of currencies in developing countries and increasing the import costs of food and energy, reducing financial capacity and increasing the costs of servicing debt. So it comes as no wonder when UNCTAD report notes that multiple global crises, the climate emergency, growing debt burdens, and dependence on commodities and declining foreign investments have strained the finances of the 45 least development countries, 33 of which are in Africa. And that, as a result, progress towards the sustainable development goals and a low carbon transition has been jeopardized in Africa. Hence, with the view to ensuring sustainable development for the African countries, the need for a lasting multilateral solution to the debt crisis and for the mobilization of the required development and climate finance cannot be underscored enough. Our group underscores the importance of aligning international support with Africa's own priority aimed at the implementation of 2030 Agenda for SDGs and the African Union Agenda 2063. Such support can be aimed at meeting Africa's goal for industrialization, equal access to work opportunities, youth employment, access to quality education, building sustainable and resilient infrastructure, the eradication of poverty, environmentally sustainable and climate resilient economies and communities, and the reduction of inequalities. With a view to ensuring sustainable development in Africa, cooperation should also aim at improved market access, regional integration and intra-African trade, including through the African Continental Free Trade Area, support for the private sector and entrepreneurship, fulfill of commitments on official development assistance, and increased flows of foreign direct investment and transfer of technology, to name a few. Our group also underscores the importance of strengthened support from development partners and the multilateral system to build and strengthen resilience, state institutions, and effective governance systems, including through scaling up financial assistance, technical expertise, and capacity building in Africa. Finally, against this backdrop, our group emphasizes upon the continuation of UNCTAD's policy and technical assistance work in helping African countries to strengthen the capacities needed to build their resilience and achieve the SDGs. I thank you, Mr. Vice President.